Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And this episode's brought to you by you, our members. Without you guys, I couldn't get this show done. I know we've been off the air for a little bit, but we're back. We're good to go. And here we go. Let's get into it. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is May 3rd, 1955. And the title is Mystery of 9 Mile Mesa. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Mystery of 9 Mile Mesa. A glance through the pages of history from the early days of our West reveals the names of many brave men of the law. Wild Bill Hickok, Bat Masterson, Doc Halliday, Wyatt Earp, and Pat Garrett. These men carried the law badge and meted out justice with a six-gun. However, the greatest exponent of the law and protector of the weak wore no badge and held no official office. This man, the Cisco Kid, ranged widely and rode daringly in pursuit of his life's chosen mission. As our story opens, Cisco and his partner Pancho loped their horses along the trail to the town of Brimstone.
We'll soon be to the town of Brimstone, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. We will see our old friend, Sheriff Abner Everly.
Pancho bet that Sheriff Abner Everly needs some help with the bandidos, Cisco.
Well, why do you say that, Cisco?
Because every time we go to visit Sheriff Abner Everly, he always gets Cisco to help him catch the bandidos.
You do not even know if there are any bandidos, Pancho, and you are already worried about them.
Pancho is worried about them. Pancho knows what happened.
Oh, you will see, Pancho. There will be no trouble.
Pancho hopes so. Sounds like a gunshot, Cisco.
Si, Chico. It seemed to come from over that hill.
Look, Cisco. There's a horse running away, and the rider got his foot caught in the stirrup. He's dragging in the ground.
Let's try to help that hombre, Pancho. Up the hombre. Ha!
Go, go, help the hombre. Go, go, go! Pancho, wonder who shoot that hombre.
We'll find out as soon as we stop that horse. Diablo, ya!
Low, hi! You almost got him, Cisco.
Right on the off side of the horse, Pancho. We'll keep him running a straight line.
Pancho, do that, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. Now, ho, cry. Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, hold
up, hold up, hold up. I hope this hombre is not too badly wounded.
He not moved, Cisco.
Hold his horse, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, get the horse.
Bueno. Now I can remove his foot from the stirrup. There.
This hombre be all right, Cisco?
Right now, Pancho. He's dead. Been shot in the back.
That's bad, Cisco.
Let us look through this hombre's pockets.
Perhaps
we can find out who he is.
Pancho helped you.
Let me hear just some coins. In this pocket, a handkerchief and a pocket knife.
And there's something in the shirt pocket, Cisco. You need a letter, no, Cisco?
See, perhaps it will tell us who this hombre is.
Please, Cisco, what did it say? What did it say? Tell Pancho, what did it say?
And the envelope is addressed to Roy Boswell.
Roy Boswell.
That may be the name of this hombre.
What the letter inside the envelope say?
There is torn, Pancho.
Oh.
All I can read is Roy. If you and Stutz Radner can use $5,000, ride to Brimstone. Our nosy sheriff needs killing. You get paid after he is dead. When you first get to Brimstone...
What else to say, Cisco?
The rest is torn off.
Madre mia, this means two hombres go to kill Sheriff Abner Everly.
Not if we can help it, and we can.
What we do?
We'll tie this hombre to his horse and get to Brimstone as soon as possible. We may still be in time to save Sheriff Abner's life.
Come in.
Howdy, Mitch. Roy and me got your letter. I'm here.
Well, if it isn't Stutz Radner. Where's Roy?
He met up with an accident on the way to Brimstone.
You know what happened to him?
He ran into a bad case of poisoning. Lead poisoning.
Who from?
From me. Roy figured to double-cross me and get the $5,000 you offered for himself. I just beat him to the draw.
Well, that was between the two of you. Can you do this job by yourself?
Wouldn't be here now if I couldn't. Besides, from what I hear, your sheriff ain't too much.
Sheriff Everly's a windy old cuss, but don't underestimate him. He's smart and he's not afraid.
What's in your craw that you want to get rid of him?
While he was chasing one of my men, Sheriff Everly almost stumbled onto the entrance of Nine Mile Mesa.
I can see why you want him out of the way. If he ever finds all those rustled cattle you got on top of the mesa, you're out of business.
Not quite. I can still go on buying cattle legal here in town. But if I lost that hideaway for rustled cattle, what a mighty big crimp in my business.
Don't worry, Mitch. It's the sheriff that's going to get a crimp in his business. And I'm the hombre that's going to put it there.
I'll be hanged for a horse thief, Letty Carstairs. These ain't the best hotcakes I ever did eat.
Well, I thought you liked them, Sheriff Abner. Here, let me give you the rest of this bag.
Oh, sure. Oh, thanks a heap.
So I've been running boarding houses all the way from Abilene to Albuquerque, and you can eat more hotcakes than any man I ever met up with.
You ain't ever met up with my friend Pancho. Now, there's an hombre that can beat me.
Well, that's an hombre I'd like to meet. Always did like a man with a good appetite. Yes, I run a boarding house because I like to cook.
Then you and Pancho sure get along.
Well, tell me, Sheriff, this Pancho friend of yours, is he, unattached?
Oh, well, why, no, lady. He ain't exactly unattached. He's got a horse, and he's got his friend Cisco.
No, I mean, does he have a wife?
Oh, a wife, a wife. He's unattached, then. He's one of the most unmarriedest men I know. Time I was getting to the office.
Now, don't walk off with the napkin like you always do.
Oh, yes, the napkin, the napkin. Just leave it here on the table. Now, I gotta get going.
Sheriff Abner Everly.
What's the matter now, lady?
What are you doing with that mixing spoon in your gun holster?
The mixing spoon? Oh, where? How did that get in my gun holster?
Well, you must have put it there. You ain't the most forgetfulness man.
Where's my gun?
Right there on the table where you left it.
Gets to be confusing with so many things to remember. Goodbye, lady. I'll see you later.
Be home in time for supper, Sheriff?
Yep, I'll be home in time.
Sheriff Abner!
Well, what is it now, woman?
Your glasses, Sheriff. Here.
Oh, yeah. Thought I had them. I'll put them right here in my pocket.
Land's sake, Sheriff, look at those two men riding this way.
Yeah, I see them. They're leading a pack horse.
Pack horse, nothing. That third horse is carrying a dead man.
Dead man? Well, I'll have to put them two under arrest till I can make an investigation. You wait there, Letty. Hey, you two hombres! You're under arrest!
Why are you arresting us, Sheriff Abner?
Whoa. You not arrest your friend Cisco and Pancho, Sheriff Abilene?
Oh, Cisco and Pancho? Well, why didn't you say it was you? You can't see too well without my glasses.
You should wear them all the time for your own protection.
See, the sheriff needs a protection after what Cisco find in the letter.
Well, what letter? Hey, and whose body is that you're packing?
One question at a time. When Pancho and I found this hombre, he was already dead. I believe his name is Roy Boswell.
The sheriff know that hombre?
Nope, I don't. Can't say how I ever heard of him.
As for the letter, here, read it yourself.
I better get these glasses on. What do you know? They're going to try to kill me.
Sheriff Abner Everly not afraid.
Well, what's there to be afraid of, Pancho? I can only die once.
Bueno, Senor Sheriff. With an attitude like that, the odds in your favor that you will capture these killers before they can kill anyone.
Hey, and Cisco and Pancho help?
Well, I can sure use some help.
What is the trouble, Sheriff Abner?
Oh, cattle being rustled all over this territory, Cisco. And you're brought somewhere in the neighborhood of Brimstone.
Where the rustlers hide the cattle?
I don't know, Pancho. All them canyons and mesas around here make good hiding places for rustlers. Well, everybody thinks I'm in cahoots with them.
Who's the dead man, Abner? What's it all about?
I ain't got time to stop and gossip now, lady. Cisco, Pancho, and me got some investigating to do. Come on, let's get over to my office. I have one of the boys fetch the undertaker. Hey, Al!
Sheriff, what do you want?
Al, will you go get the undertaker? I got a job for him.
I can see you have. I'll get him.
Hard to see the sheriff not changed nothing since the last time we here.
What I cannot understand is why the rustlers want you killed when you do not know their identity.
Yeah, maybe they figured I was on to them when I followed them cattle tracks into Red Rock Canyon.
Where there, the Red Rock Canyon, Sheriff Abner Eberly?
A little ways north of here.
Red Rock Canyon. Tell me, where did the cattle tracks lead from there, Sheriff?
But that's the point, Cisco. Them tracks go smack dab to the dead end of that Box Canyon, and then they just vanish into thin air.
You must have come very close to the secret of how those cattle disappear, Sheriff Abner.
That's why the rustlers want the sheriff killed.
By the Seven Hills of Saskatoon, I believe you're right.
We shall soon find out. Come, let us ride to Red Rock Canyon. I am sure the answer to all this mystery lies there.
I thought I told you to stay back in Brimstone, Al. What are you doing up here at Nine Mile Mesa?
Who's this hombre, Mitch?
One of my boys. You're going to be a lot madder when I tell you who I just saw.
Who?
The Cisco Kid and Poncho. They're with Sheriff Everly.
Cisco Kid? What's he doing here?
He brought in a dead man draped over a horse. I called the undertaker.
That horse of the dead hombre you mentioned, was he a bay with a snip on his nose and one white stocking?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Roy Boswell.
Roy Boswell. Must be him.
That dead hombre was shot in the back.
I thought you said you beat him to the draw, Stutz.
So I said it. What about it?
What I'm more interested in is that sheriff.
That's why I rode out here so fast. I saw the sheriff, Cisco, and Poncho get their horses. Overheard Poncho say something about riding to Red Rock Canyon.
Yeah, with Cisco to bloodhound for him, the sheriff's a cinch to find the secret entrance to Nine Mile Mesa.
Not if we start a rock slide from the top of the mesa.
You figure them rocks will crush the three of them to death?
They'll either be smothered by that landslide or penned up in Red Rock Canyon where we can gun them all down. Either way, the sheriff, Poncho, and the Cisco Kid are as good as dead.
Ah, see for yourself, Cisco, just like I told you. Them tracks lead into Red Rock Canyon up to here, and then poof, they're gone.
Poof, they're gone? How'd they get gone, poof?
That is just an expression, Poncho.
Oh.
And those cattle tracks do not disappear. Look how they seem to go under that boulder.
How the big cattle could run under a rock, Cisco?
They do not, Poncho. Look, Sheriff Abner. Look at the base of that boulder.
Yeah, what about it, Cisco?
Seems to be setting on end like an egg.
Yeah. Yeah, sure does. Looks like a balanced rock.
Cisco, see you, Sheriff. Landslide, start up there.
Santos, we must try to get out of here.
Well, there's no time for that, Cisco.
What we do, Cisco? What we do? That landslide crushes to death. What we do?
And unless Cisco performs a miracle, that landslide will completely cover the three figures at the bottom of Red Rock Canyon. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Mystery of Nine Mile Mesa. When Cisco and Poncho arrive in the town of Brimstone to see their friend Sheriff Abner Everly, there is a plot afoot to murder the sheriff. Mitch Moran, a dealer in stolen cattle, has hired the killer, Stutz Radner, to murder Sheriff Everly. While Mitch and Stutz are up on Nine Mile Mesa, where the rustled cattle are hidden, one of Mitch's henchmen, Al Walsh, brings them news that Cisco, Poncho, and the sheriff have ridden into Red Rock Canyon and are apt to discover the secret passageway to the mesa. Mitch starts a landslide which threatens to engulf our friends and smother them to death. Now,
might be a Cisco would be crushed to death.
Not if we can move this balanced rock.
There it is, moving serpents.
Thanks. You moved it.
Rock hide the big passageway, Cisco.
See, Pancho. Bring the horses. Andale.
Hurry up, Pancho.
Pancho, hurry.
Thunderation, that was close. Lucky for us you noticed that balanced rock, Cisco.
This is the passage where those rustled cattle have disappeared, Sheriff Abner.
I shall wonder where this passage leads to.
Come on up, we'll soon find out.
Steady, Pablo.
Easy.
All right, let's go.
Someone must have seen us and started that landslide.
Why'd you say that, Cisco?
I believe you're right, Cisco. That slide didn't start from the side of the canyon. Seemed to come from up on top of the mesa.
And whoever started it may be waiting at the end of this passageway to dry gulch us. Keep your guns handy. They mean to kill us if they can.
That dust clear away yet, Al?
Just about. I can't see them hombres, Mitch.
Too bad. I guess the landslide must have killed them.
That's what we wanted, ain't it? What's bad about that?
Yeah, that's what we wanted, all right, but it means I'm out $5,000.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Stutz. But you'll make it up on the next herd of rustled cattle you bring me.
Hey, Mitch, look down into the canyon.
Yeah, what is it?
It's balanced rock. The landslide must have knocked it over.
So what if it did?
That's not so good. Could mean that Cisco, the sheriff, and Pancho discovered it in time to save themselves.
They were pretty close to the rock when we started the landslide. They might have made it.
In that case, they're probably in the passageway leading to the top of the mesa right now.
Well, maybe I'm not out that $5,000 after all.
Maybe you're not, Stutz. Only now there's more than just the sheriff to get rid of.
The job's worth more money.
If you succeed, it is. You'll have to get the three of them by yourself.
Why can't you and Al help me? Be an easy matter to drag out the three of them as they come out of the passageway under the mesa.
I can't take the chance of being recognized. I've still got a legitimate business back in town.
And if the sheriff spots me up here, he'll connect me with Mitch. He knows I work for Mitch.
I don't like doing this alone, Mitch. Sounds like you're setting me up for the dry goats.
I got no more time to waste. Either you stay here and try to ambush Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff, or you come with us and forget the money.
How do you and Al figure on getting off the mesa?
Since we can't use the passageway, we'll have to go through the long trail over the rimrock.
That's the way we drive the cattle to the railhead for shipping. It's a long ride, but we can get back to Brimstone sometime tonight.
When do I get paid?
When you get back to Brimstone.
I'll be back. They aim to collect for killing all three of them. When they ride out of that passageway, they'll be on their last ride.
Look like we're coming to the end of the passageway, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Remember what I told you about being careful.
I never had the slightest notion there was this much land on top of this mesa. By thunder, I'll bet this is the one they call 9 Mile Mesa.
Why they call it that, Sheriff Eberly?
Well, I understand it's supposed to be 9 miles square. Only way I ever heard of getting up here is over the rim rock near the railhead.
That explains why the rustlers would use this place, Sheriff Abner. They can drive their cattle to the shipping point without going near town.
You must be right, Cisco.
We're getting near the end of the passageway. Now we see this 9 mile mesa.
Wait, Pancho.
Hold up. Why we stopped, Cisco?
There may be an ambush waiting for us.
I'll go out and take a look, Cisco.
Why don't you go with you, Sheriff Abner?
No. Both of you wait here. I will see if I can find anything.
Careful, Cisco.
Hey, quiet down, Pancho. If there is somebody out there, you'll warn them for sure.
I have to hope they're not nobody. Don't you want to see this 9 mile mesa?
I reckon there's somebody that don't want any of us to see this mesa.
Shh, Cato. How's his one?
Probably Cisco.
Does not seem to be anyone out there. We must be cautious.
Mount up there. Whoever started that landslide must have figured they killed us, Cisco.
That was Pancho's thing, too.
Stop, Diablo. Come on.
Look at the mesa.
Get up, you. Get up.
From this end of the passageway, you get a view of the entire mesa.
Look at that herd of cattle out there in the middle. Must be 5,000 head.
At least that many, Sheriff. I would like to examine their brands.
I reckon every brand that's been reported rustled is burned into some of them hides.
It's a good place to hide the cattle. You got rim rock all around the mesa. Make it so they're not going to get away.
See, Pancho, it's a natural corral.
Hey, someone shooting us?
Quickly, right for those rocks. Up, Devil, come on.
Get back, you!
Return their fire.
Is it so much, Cisco?
I do not think so, Pancho. I cannot see them.
Well, hurry up and get behind these rocks, boys.
still do not see the Mavericks who are shooting at us.
Concern it. Ain't no use standing here just wasting ammunition.
From the sound of that rifle fire, I think there's only one hombre, Senor Sheriff.
But that hombre is so well hidden, Cisco not can get a shot at him.
Yeah, that is true, amigo. We'll have to draw that coyote out into the open.
Well, he ain't going to do it just because we want him to, Cisco.
Well, how we do it, Cisco?
If we start a grass fire, the wind will carry it in the direction those shots are coming from.
Coffin catamounts. You got an idea there, Cisco. That varmint will have to make tracks and fast.
Gee, but if we start a fire, the whole mesa burns.
I do not think so, Pancho. That arroyo cutting across this end of the mesa will act as a natural fire break. The grass fire will burn itself out.
It sure will. Well, come on, let's set the thing to blaze.
What about the horses?
I'm trying to get the apple loco and the sheriff's horse when Cisco set the fire.
Here's the matches.
Bueno. The wind will spread the flames quickly.
Yeah, there. This fire will smoke out that killer.
Like a pack rat. And we will be there to trap him.
Stutz must be clean out of his mind to set a fire up here on the mesa, Mitch.
Ride faster, Al. Maybe we can put it out before too much damage is done. Get up!
Get up, you hightail it!
This is the way we're going to drag out Cisco. I'll put a bullet in him the minute I see him.
Hey, there he is, Mitch, running this way.
Whoa, now.
Stutz didn't start that fire, Mitch. Cisco and that sheriff must have done it.
I'm glad you two come back. The fire cut me off my horse. We got to get out of here, pronto.
Hurry, swing up behind me. We'll make a run for it.
Cisco, seen us. They're riding up that arroyo.
Get up, you.
Get up there. Hey, throw some lead at them. That'll keep them their distance.
Shoot it out, will you, hombre? We'll show you right in down, Sheriff.
Yeah.
I'm leaving you, Mitch. Your horse is tearing double and it slowed you down.
Get up!
Get up! You and Pancho go after that single rider. I will take care of these two now, hombre.
Jump down off that horse!
On your feet, you mavericks.
Come on, Mitch. Let's get him.
You will get nothing but taste of my fish.
Out of my way, Stutz. Let me at it.
First you, Mitch. Hombre. Now for you.
This is where we began. Up on your feet, both of you.
All right, all right.
I'm on my feet.
Well, Mitch Moran and Al Walsh. So you're the two mavericks that have been causing me all this grief. I got a good mind.
The name of this killer should interest you, Sheriff Abner. He is Stutz Radner, the hombre who murdered Roy Boswell and was supposed to kill you.
Well, you three hoot owls can forget about killing. Because where you're going, all you'll be doing is killing time from behind the bars of a jail.
Pancho, it's a pleasure to watch you put away food.
Gracias, señorita, lady. Pancho got so much pleasure eating. Pancho's sorry he's not can watch.
Well, I've had my fill. I can't eat another bite.
Yeah, I'm afraid I cannot eat any more either, señorita, lady. Your cooking is excellent.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Cisco, but you don't really do it justice the way Pancho does.
I told you, lady, he's the eatingest man I know. Well, I better get over to jail and see them prisoners get something to eat, even though they don't deserve it.
I will go with you, Sheriff Abner. I think with some more questioning, we will get a complete story of the cattle rustling from that Mitch Moran.
You'd better stay here, Pancho. You finish your meal.
You'd better stop eating, Pancho, or that meal will be the finish of you.
Oh, dear. He sure is a nice fellow, that Cisco. He's handsome, too. We can't compare to you, Pancho.
Gracias, Adrian. Pancho likes this kind of meal.
I like to cook for the kind of a man that can eat like you do, Pancho.
Pancho likes to have the same cook for him, too.
I'd like to have you around all the time to cook for, Pancho. And to show you how much, I'm going to give you a great big chip like this.
Wait, senor. The Pancho just member.
Yes?
The Pancho's member to run like this. Cisco! Cisco! Wait for Pancho!
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad to leave Brimstone. That Sandy Lily make up her mind to marry Pancho.
Oh, that might not have been so bad, amigo. Think of all the good meals you could have.
Pancho think about that.
Well, it's a good attraction. Better than eating in a restaurant.
No, Pancho thinks it's better to eat in the restaurant.
But, Pancho, I thought you told me you did not like the restaurant back in Brimstone.
Oh, that restaurant. Nah, Pancho not like that one.
Oh, I thought it was a very fine restaurant, Chico. And the prices were very reasonable.
Pancho not think so after he see the sign in the window.
What did the sign in the window say?
Sheriff Abner Eberly read the sign to Pancho, and the sign read, "Eat here, dirt cheap."
Well, what is wrong with that, Pancho?
But Cisco, who wants to eat dirt?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.